We start, though, by hearing from one of the biggest stars in modern cinema. It's probably safe to say that most people have seen a Johnny Depp movie. Although, as you'll hear in my interview with him tonight, there's one rather surprising exception to this rule. Depp's major films divide starkly between those that children are desperate to watch, such as the Pirates of the Caribbean trilogy and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and the ones that the young are legally prohibited from seeing, for example, Sweeney Todd, and now Public Enemies, in which Depp plays the notorious 30s gangster John Dillinger.
You act like a confident man, Mr. Purvis. You got a few qualities. Probably pretty good from a distance, especially when you got the fella outnumbered. But up close, toe to toe, when somebody's about to die right here, right now, I'm used to that. What about you?
The only way that you would leave a jail cell is when we take you out to execute you.
Well, we'll see about that.
Depp has John Dillinger with Christian Bale as the FBI agent sent to catch him in Public Enemies, directed by Michael Mann. Meeting Johnny Depp this afternoon, I mentioned that Public Enemies has a very distinctive visual style, shot on high-definition, handheld digital cameras. As an actor, how much notice does he take of the way a film is being shot, or does he just leave the look to the director?
Well, with HD, I mean, you take notice immediately because there's no reloading. It's a 52-minute tape, and you can just keep going and going and going and going, you know, until the guy says cut. So, but as far as the quality of the image, I've not seen the film, so I don't know what it looks like.
Do you generally not see your films?
Oh, yeah. Almost religiously, yeah.
Why is that?
I prefer to walk away with the experience as opposed to walking away with the product. I don't like to see... I'd like to portray a character and inhabit a character and build a character, but I don't want to watch the end result necessarily, because it becomes about money then, and I'd rather not think about that.
So when you're filming, do you look at rushes or look through, have a look at viewfinders or anything, or you just leave it, you don't know?
Oh, no, I never look through rushes or anything like that. I mean, I'll look through a viewfinder, or I'll ask what the lens size is, just so I can know where they're cutting in the shot, but no, I wouldn't dare watch playback or rushes or anything like that, no, God.
So in constructing the character, because some of the recent roles you played, Sweeney, Scissorhands way back, but Captain Jack, it's a very dramatic transformation, accent, costume, hair, all the rest of it, wigs. This is a more subtle adjustment, isn't it? Because yes. You're working much more with what you've got.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the character, I mean, there are some times when you work from the outside in, and then other times when you work from the inside out. Dillinger was infinitely more, not cerebral, but really sort of internal and emotional.
He's also, actors differ on this. I mean, you played a number of real people, J.M. Barrie in Finding Neverland, Edward, the film director, now Dillinger. To what extent do you want to know about that person, to see film of them, to know where they went?
Well, you have to. Yeah, I mean, for me, as an actor, you have to sponge up as much as humanly possible in terms of facts, because there's a great responsibility to these people. You know, even though he's gone, he's smoke now, but you want to be true to his legacy and salute him in the proper way. So, essentially, you know, what I did was I just learned as much as I possibly could about John Dillinger. I hit a bump in the road there's no audio of the guy. So I had to sort of define that voice. I needed to hear his voice. And it came, luckily, through a kind of a connection with my own family, with my grandfather, you know. I realized that he was born like a couple hours away from where I was. So suddenly that voice came to me. It was the voice of my grandfather. It was the voice of relatives.
And without generalizing too much, because you played a lot of characters, but you have played a number of people who the cops would have been interested in different ways. Captain Jack was an outlaw. Sweeney Todd is a mass murderer. And yet they're sympathetic characters. That's one of the things you like to explore as an actor. Characters who a lot of people would think are mad or bad or beyond the pale. You want to play them.
I've always been fascinated with what society deems, you know, society, I mean, you know, as a collective, deems insane or strange or unpleasant or dark or great or this or that. I mean, the whole definition is fascinating to me, and especially now. I mean, now in this day and age when we sell our souls to reality television and sell our lives to reality television, I mean, to me, it's completely insane, but to the masses, it's somehow normal. Pretty fascinating stuff.
It is, but you're not making a moral judgment about Dillinger, though. You're presenting him as he was, as close as you can get to as he was.
No, I have my opinions about John Dillinger, and I think that there was an element to him that was kind of 1930s Robin Hood, when the banks were the enemy, and Dillinger stood up against them and the establishment. But no, I mean, what I'm presenting is as much as I can muster up in terms of facts. That's who he was.
And there are two very striking scenes in the film set around old movie theatres. There's a Clark Gable film playing and he goes to see it. To what extent are you a historian of cinema? Do you like to watch the old movies, read the biographies?
To be honest, I mean, it's the last time I saw a recent film, I can't even tell you. But I watch, you know, old Humphrey Bogart films nonstop. I watch certainly Manhattan melodrama and, you know, old Cagney films and old films. I appreciate the old, especially the old Warner Brothers films. I love them. I adore them. It's transporting, you know. It brings you back to time travel. All that stuff is super important. And the fact that John Dillinger was watching Manhattan melodrama minutes before he walked out to being taken down is pretty profound. I mean, you know, what's one of the last lines that Clark Gable says in that film is, he says, die how you lived all of a sudden, you know. And then seconds later, Dillinger was out that door.
It's very strange in the film how invisible Dillinger is, although he's one of America's most wanted. He can sit in a movie cinema and they don't spot him. Mm-hmm. He at one point goes into the FBI bureau and walks around.
All true, yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder about you, because you're on a different most wanted list because you are a celebrity. I mean, can you go to movie houses? Can you just walk around in the street in normal?
No, those days are gone for the moment, you know. No, not anywhere. I haven't found anywhere that I can do that, But that's okay, you know, if that's a part of the gig, part of the sacrifice, you just do it, you know. I've certainly had worse jobs in my life.
But it's a regret, though. It's a frustration.
Well, nobody ever consciously says I'm ready to give up anonymity. Nobody ever says I'm okay to sort of be perceived as abnormal. Nobody's ever sort of signed a piece of paper that says I'm ready for this. So it is what it is. I mean, it's just an occupational hazard. It's just part of the gig. And it's okay, it's all right. There are ways around it where you just need to, you know, simplicity and privacy and all that stuff becomes slightly more expensive.
And finally, you said at the beginning you've never seen almost never seen a Johnny Depp film, but would there come a point when one day you will? I mean, your children presumably would want to watch Pirates, would they?
My children have seen more films than I have of mine. That's true. Yeah, no, they've seen all of them. You know, I mean, anyway, all of them that, within reason. But
apart from Sweeney, yeah.
Yeah, they've seen many more than I have.
And do you plan one day in retirement to sit and watch them all, or you might never know?
I have no plans to see them, any of them.
Johnny Depp, Public Enemies is in cinemas nationwide from Friday, certificate 15.